Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. Not to forget about our great friends down there at AM1000 in the Caribbean that are broadcasting our signal down there right now to the Bahama Island, Western Bahama Island, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also to Puerto Rico. And let's not forget about the fact that we are also broadcasting on the Internet all around the world. And thank you very much to the people listening to us, especially in Germany. We've had several of you chiming in tonight. And by the way, a special shout out to Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn. I saw your message there. Thank you very much. And to Dave and to Steve in Thailand, who's chiming in tonight, to Maria in Germany, who's chiming in tonight, to Sue the dispatcher. Hello there, Sue. To our friend, let's see here, things are changing, to Scott, Mr. Mayor, as I like to call him, up there in Valdosta, Georgia, and, of course, to our buddy Wade, our musician friend, who I think is going to be performing at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson this weekend. And there you go. Those are the people that are right now talking to me. That I'm communicating back with. Now, that being said, a special shout out goes to our great military men and women for the job they do keeping all of us free and safe. Not to forget about the fact that we've got our firefighters, our EMTs, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our border patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, all of them keeping us free and safe. And we appreciate all of them and everything that they do for us. And, of course, to everybody that's working the Third Watch right now, whether you're out there in a truck, whether you're in a warehouse, whether you're in a factory, you're a butcher cutting the meat right now to get ready for display in the stores. You're maybe a baker baking things right now. Maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there moving people around, keeping things going. Thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for all the different things that we have to offer over there. And we're going to start this hour off with the national anthem. Here we go.
Thank you.
America, and thank you to all those who wear the uniform of the United States military, keeping us free and safe. We are so very proud of what you do, and we've got your six here in this program. All right, well, I talked last hour, and I'm going to, because somebody wanted to hear this again, because they didn't hear all of it. This is Congressman Mike Turner from Ohio, drilling the ambassador to the Ukraine, Mr. Sondland, and just absolutely burying him.
Is Donald Trump your friend?
No, we're not friends.
Yeah. Do you like the president?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, after you testified, Chairman Schiff ran out and gave a press conference and said he gets to impeach the President of the United States because of your testimony. And if you pull up CNN today, right now, their banner says Sondland ties Trump to withholding aid. Is that your testimony today, Mr. Sondland, that you have evidence that Donald Trump tied the investigation to the aid? Because I don't think you're saying that.
I've said repeatedly, Congressman, I was presuming. I also said that President Trump...
So no one told you, not just the president. Giuliani didn't tell you, Mulvaney didn't tell you, nobody, Pompeo didn't tell you, nobody else on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying aid to these investigations. Is that correct?
I think I already testified.
No, answer the question. Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations. Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So, you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations?
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing. I mean, that's what I don't understand. So you know what hearsay evidence is, Ambassador? Hearsay is when I testify what someone else told me. Do you know what made-up testimony is? Made-up testimony is when I just presume it. I mean, you're just assuming all of these things, and then you're giving them the evidence that they're running out and doing press conferences, and CNN's headline is saying that you're saying the President of the United States should be impeached because he tied aid to investigations, and you don't know that, correct?
I never said the President of the United States should be impeached.
Nope, but you did. You have left people with the confusing impression that you were giving testimony that you did not. You do not have any evidence that the President of the United States was tied to withholding aid from Ukraine in exchange for investigations. I yield back.
Wow. Wow. Holy cow. Wow. Isn't that something? And again, that blew all that testimony right out of the water. And yeah, CNN got it wrong. You bet they did. All right, we're coming right back. Kathy is going to give you the phone number if you want to call in and opine. And here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And we are cruising along here on an early Saturday morning when we record this show live for replay all weekend long at various times across the country, including our friends out there in Reno, Nevada, KCKQ, who take this on delay and play it after the show's live. And you guys will probably have a little snow around you there. And by the middle of next week, you'll have a lot of snow around you from what the prognosticators look like. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father and son team that are in Kirkland, Washington, where they make and manufacture the Relief Factor products. And I'm telling you, it works. Their product works. I started taking it 3 years, 8 months ago. For my arthritis pain, it took me about 2 weeks for it to really kick in and start doing what it was supposed to do. You take it to begin with three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you just continue to take it, and you don't stop because you get it in your system, and then it works at the end of the third week like clockwork. Then if you want to cut back to maybe twice a day, you might be able to do that, depending on your level of pain. Now, my threshold of pain to begin with was 7 to 8 when I started out of 10. I got it down to 1 to 2, and now it's pretty much staying consistently at about a 1. I know it's there. I know the arthritis bothers me, but it's usually pretty good, unless I do something to aggravate it. So, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, if you've got hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, any kind of pain at all, muscle aches too. Because if you do a workout and you get muscle aches, you know how sometimes you really are sore and moving around is an adventure? Well, I'm telling you, this Relief Factor will help you with that too. So let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program, which is the way that I started, by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, in doing so, there's a little screen there that you can click on and see the live video where it tells you how this works, what's in it, why it's going to work for you. Doesn't work for everybody, but in my particular case, they're telling me based on the statistics that they have right now, 80% of the folks, and that's a pretty good number, 80% of the folks that take it stay on it because it works. You start out with the 1995 program, the three-week quick start, and it just automatically rolls over into the regular monthly deal. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Go over there and try it out. And after all you got to do is, all you got to lose is pain, right? So there you go. Now, we are still talking about the situation that we have at hand right now with our folks that are in Congress just trying to make a mockery of the entire system. Now, I love this guy. I really do. And when he comes out and he says things like this, listen to this. This is Senator John Kennedy.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. And I'm telling you, he's got to be the king of one-liners when it comes to the Senate, because he did it a couple more times this week. But here's the guy that's supposed to be a comedian, Jimmy Fallon, talking about Joe Biden and talking about the president, President Trump. But listen to what he says. This is a refreshing change.
And it's a quarter? Thanks, Dad.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden had some pretty big blunders on issues of race and domestic violence. I don't know if you saw this, or as Biden's campaign is calling it, a pretty average night. This is true while talking about domestic violence. Biden said we need to keep punching at it and punching at it. At that point, even Trump was like, why did he even call Ukraine? He's doing it to himself. He's doing it to himself. Yeah, Biden also caught heat for saying that he, quote, came out of the black community. When she heard that, Rachel Dolezal was like, well, he has my vote. This is big. I saw that before the debate.
That's part of the monologue from Jimmy Fallon the other night. After the debate was over, he came on and said that. And that is what Joe Biden said, honestly. That is what Joe Biden said. Now, the star of all of this, in terms of the Republicans, if there's a star, has got to be Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan. Because listen to this. Here's an example.
Politics, this new guy came in here and is shaking this place up. And that drives them crazy. They've never accepted the will of 63 million Americans. They've never accepted the fact that Donald Trump won an electoral college landslide, and they are trying to do everything they can. And it was first the FBI investigation, then it was the Mueller investigation, now it's this. They're trying to do everything they can to, as Mr. Green, Democrat Representative Al Green said, impeach him because they know he's going to win re-election. So that's the unfortunate position they put our country in. I thought Dr. Hill's statement where she said, we got to quit this kind of stuff that is tearing our country apart, that is so true. That what is happening is not good for our culture, not good for our nation, and yet the Democrats do not care. They are bound and determined to do whatever it takes to get after this president. And again, I think the American people see through it. They see that the facts are on the president's side, and they know this process has been entirely unfair. And frankly, I don't know where it goes next. I don't know what they got planned. We'll just have to wait and see, and we'll take some questions.
Now, Jim Jordan definitely
has stepped his game up. And he's definitely, probably, I would say, running the gamut for possibly being the leader, the majority leader in the House of Representatives if the Republicans take it back and Kevin McCarthy becomes the Speaker. Now, there's another bright star here, and it's this gal, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York State. Listen to her.
Not a single Republican member of this committee has said that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 elections. As the ranking member stated, we published a report focused on Russian active measures in 2016 with policy recommendations as to how we strengthen our cyber resiliency and election security to counter Russia. I myself have worked with members of this very committee on this issue, but also on the House Armed Services Committee. So to have our Democratic colleagues say these untruthful statements just reeks of political desperation in their continued obsession to manipulate mainstream media coverage. But the good news is the American people understand that this has been a partisan process from the start. The Democratic coordination with the whistleblower, the incessant and astounding leaks, the unprecedented closed-door process, closed to the majority of members, closed to the press, close to the people, starting this inquiry without taking a vote. And then when finally forced to take a vote, the vote was with bipartisan opposition.
And that, again, Elise Stefanik. And by the way, I wonder if she's related to a sports car driver I used to know named Joe Stefanik out of Oswego. That would be a small world because he raced up there in the Oswego Speedway and raced in the ISMA circuit. And then once in a while would show up down in Daytona running during our speed week for the opening of the Daytona 500 down at New Smyrna Beach. And I wonder if she's related to it. To him. I'll have to figure it out if I can find that out. But anyway, oh, and hello, Ruth. Thank you very much for your kind comments. Hello, Terry, up there in Nashville, Tennessee. Terry, you stay warm up there. I think it might be a little better than what it's been. I think the colder weather probably moved away from you. But that's going to change next week, it looks like. And then one final shout-out here. Our buddy Scott James up there in Valdosta, Georgia. I'm calling him Mr. Mayor. He's in the runoff for mayor of Valdosta. And I'm totally behind Scott James. Totally behind Scott James. Your listeners up there in Valdosta, he's a really great guy. I know him personally. I've known him for several years, and he'd make a great mayor. So keep that in mind in Valdosta, Georgia. All righty. I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment coming right up right after all these little short tidbits that your stations are going to do during this break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Offering his own take on five long days of public hearings, President Donald Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed a number of U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats looked like fools during the hearings on Capitol Hill. In another, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of an expected House vote to impeach him. Trump had this to say about how the hearings have been going.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax, and that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support. I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
In a 57-minute animated phone interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said he did not expect to be impeached, but he added if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. And serving you is what they do because there's nothing better than having a secure job in a secure profession. And that's what you'll get with the National Aviation Academy once you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's more about them right chill right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the guys and gals that graduate and become certified aviation maintenance techs after their 14 months of training and their several thousand hours of training, you will start out in a job that will pay you between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. Now, if you catch on to the job and you do it very well, and some people do, some are faster than others, we all know that, it's quite easily
quite easily possible to have a six-figure income in the first year that you're on the job. Certainly, if not the first, the second, or the third. And then you go from there. Because that's what's involved. Fixing aircraft, replacing, repairing aircraft, is not done by computers, is not done by robots. It's done by humans with their hands, with their eyes, and with their ears. So there you go. And by the way, veterans, you are welcome, more than welcome, to come use your GI Bill and get yourself certified as an aviation maintenance tech. And if you've been in the aviation field in the military and you have certifications from the military, there's a speed-up program that gets you going sooner. But you have to check with them by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, the National Aviation Academy. And tell them you want to take the tour at one of their locations, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So the number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. Now, the POW-MIA issue is something that I will never forget and I will not let go, especially since I've found out over the years that when the United States pulled out of Vietnam, we left about 500 of our POW-MIAs behind. They were reportedly being kept in Laos. And after we left and we didn't negotiate to try to get their release, some were sent to Russia. Some may have been sent to Korea. Some may have been sent to Cuba. There have been reports of that. But nonetheless, we need to know what's happened to our POW-MIAs. And last week, the VFW, who has been number one in trying to bring our nation's heroes home, again appeared in front of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on the national security issue regarding bringing our nation's heroes home. Now, the Defense POW-MIA Accounting Agency Support Act, known as H.R. 4879 in the House of Representatives, was introduced. It would ensure that the Defense POW-MIA Accounting Agency, known as the DPAA, has the necessary resources to continue its mission during government shutdowns. Now, the importance of our partnership with the DPAA and other foreign countries' governments to help American researchers gain access to foreign military archives, past battlefields, to locate bodies that have been buried and whatnot, and repatriate them with their families by bringing them home, is something that's important. Very important. So, since 1991, we know the VFW has been the only veterans service organization to return to Southeast Asia, to Russia, to China, to Korea. And they've made it their goal to not rest until they achieve the fullest responsible accounting of all the missing American military personnel from all past wars. Now, the VA's educational services bill is something that's always there to be redone and rethought about. The final sections of the Forever GI Bill will go into effect on December 1st of this year. If you didn't know, you do now. This could mean different housing rates for different students. Some students, veterans, will see an increase in their housing allowance. Some will see a decrease. Depends on where you're at. But most student veterans should not see any change at all, just so you know. Also, veterans will have access to health care records on your iPhone soon. That's something that's being worked on. If you have an iPhone, you'll be able to access your records and your ID and all that right on your phone. And the Student Veteran Protection Bill was introduced. This is known as the Protect Veterans Education and Taxpayer Spending Project, Vets Act of 2019. We'll see where that goes. Also, the UMGC Caregiver Scholarship for the people that take care of our bedridden and home-ridden veterans. You've got a scholarship program to help you in the event that you want to go to school or college or whatever. Now, we did have some veterans that were repatriated this week, our POW-MIAs. And I'm going to read the list right now of the names as I do when I get them. First of all, Navy Fireman First Class Hadley I. Heaven, 23, of Kansas City, Missouri, who was on board the battleship USS West Virginia when it was sunk at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, December 7, 1941. He was returned to his family for internment. Navy Fireman Third Class Welburn L. Ashby, 24, of Louisville, Kentucky, also assigned to the battleship USS West Virginia, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, December 7, 1941. Army Sergeant Maximo T. Lascama, 37, of the Philippines. He was a member of Company L, 3rd Battalion, 31st Regiment Combat Team, 7th Infantry Division, when he was reported missing on December 3, 1950, near Hagari in North Korea. His remains were just returned. Marine Corps Reserve PFC Alfred Edwards, 33, of Stillwell, Oklahoma, a member of Company E, 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division. He was killed on the first day of battle at Tarawa on November 20th, 1943. He was returned. Marine Corporal Reserve PFC John B. Byans, 20, of Louisville, Kentucky, a member of Company B, 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division. He was also killed in Tarawa on the third day of the battle, November 22, 1943. His remains are returned. Then you had Army PFC William T. Tackett, 18, of Alger, Ohio. He was a member of Battery B, 57th Field Artillery Battalion, 31st Regimental Combat Team, 7th Infantry Division, reported missing in action on December 6, 1950, at the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. And finally, Navy Boatswain's Mate, First Class Arnold M. Nielsen, 32, of Oakland, California, who was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma. He died in Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. He was amongst the 429 crewmen that passed on the USS Oklahoma. All righty. May they rest in peace. And we will never forget them, ever, for the service they did for the United States of America. All right, I'm coming right back. I'm going to take another look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report before we get into Donnie Simon, FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a minding break. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed. Smokey and the Bandit. By the way, they're supposed to be making a new movie, Smokey and the Bandit. Don't know where they're going to be making it at. And I don't know who's going to play the roles of Snowman and Fred the dog. Well, that could be any basset hound, right? And Smokey and Frog and, of course, the sheriff that's chasing them. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But supposedly they're going to be making a new version of that this summer. We'll see what happens. Now, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's all about America and about telling the truckers what's going on out there in the highways and what they might find in the way of weather. Occasionally I have something else to talk about in terms of traffic, but weather is what we're mainly concerned about tonight, and there have been some changes since the last hour. So we'll get into that. Brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, let's start out in Florida. Right now, looking good. I-75 south from Georgia down to Miami. Alligator Alley looking good. I-95 looking good. I-4 looking good. I-10, however, coming out of Jacksonville, going west, west of I-75, up around, let's see, west of Tallahassee, but not by much, probably up around Quincy, you've got fog, and you've got dense fog on I-10 tonight that runs just about all the way across to Pensacola, so be advised of that. You'll be running in a pea soup fog there tonight going that away. Now, other than that, I-10, I-8, I-12, I-20, I-30, I-40, all looking good tonight from this side to the other side, from the east to the west, all looking good. So you don't need to worry about that. Now, I-70 is also looking good tonight, so great travel on I-70. I-64, great travel on it. I-80, looking good till you get out into Wyoming. Now, about Laramie and Cheyenne, you're going to have some high winds out there. This is all part of something that's going on up in Montana. I'll get to that in a minute. But when you skip through Utah and you get out into Nevada and you head over to the west towards Reno, you will be running into some snow in the mountains over there, Reno West. And there is some snow right now all the way down to Fresno, along the California border, in the higher elevations, and it's starting to creep around a little bit, if you will, because it's going to intensify over the next 2 to 3 days, and probably by Tuesday or thereabouts, you're going to have some real heavy snow falling in Donner, not just snow flurries like we are seeing right now. Also, you got some high winds in Nevada, out east of that front, but nothing like Montana. Montana has had gusts up to 80 miles an hour. Now, that's expected to continue in Montana, portions of Montana, mostly the center part of Montana. 4th of July, it definitely happened there where you're at, so be careful. But the winds could be enough to blow down trees, to knock power out, and you know what that means, so we'll see how that all plays out. But it's right there in the central part of Montana, again, up around the Indian Reservation where 90 and 94 come together. So right in there, must be the Indians are not playing fair tonight with us. Just kidding. I love the tribe up there, the Crow and whatnot. And over to the east coast, we have got a situation where we may have some showers with a low-pressure system that's spreading locally heavy rainfall from the Appalachians to the Middle Atlantic region today. But up in Vermont, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and the northwestern part of Maine in the mountains up there, Mount Washington, you've got snow tonight, right there, right now. So be advised, if you're going that way, you'll have that to contend with. Okay, now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. And again, the Pilots and Flying J's, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you go to a Pilot nowadays and you have to find a McDonald's or a Wendy's, or you could find an Arby's or a full-service Dairy Queen or a Chester's Chicken or a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. might even find a Dunkin' Donuts there, full-service Dunkin' Donuts that offers you breakfast, a light lunch, and a light dinner. All good. And, of course, the Flying J's, don't need to tell you about them. You know they've been around basically forever. Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grills, located up and in those different locations. All good. All better than what it ever could have been. And again, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, as you well know. Pilots, Flying J's. Stop by. Nelson does it all the time. Stops by his favorite one up there around Valdosta. And he can always get himself a free cup of coffee. And, of course, that's what you do. Go in there, tell him the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. Buy one of those mugs, and you'll get it as a refill when you want to fill it up with something else, like soda or whatnot. All righty, well, let's go to the phone line, and we have got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, on the telephone line. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
What is the urgent, pressing thing that you see right now? Because I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, but I'm just wondering if you have got something that's even more pressing than what I told you about.
Well, I do need to make a correction, because I was inferring yesterday that the New York prison guard in the Epstein case.
It's the woman.
It turns out it's the woman.
Yeah.
Her first name was Tova. I don't remember her last name. But,
yeah.
So I had suggested it was the man because he was a single father of three, but I got that one. I mean, it was a guess, so I guessed wrong on that one.
Yeah. No, I just saw what you just sent me there, and we'll obviously get into that after the break. But, you know, they wrapped up the, I guess you'd call it the first part of the impeachment inquiry. And there's a lot of things back and forth. And what did you take out of that?
Well, there's not a single takeaway. I mean, there's several takeaways. One is that, you know, in a court of law, you have the thing called reasonable doubt. And if there's reasonable doubt, or what are they called, beyond a reasonable doubt, you have to return a non-guilty or a not-guilty verdict. Which is, I would argue, where we are at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is we certainly have a very measured and staged protocol when it comes to, you know, dealing with any foreign leadership, which is ridiculous. I mean, you have to have a plan, do a call plan, and then you got 19 people have to review it, and 17 people got to be on the call, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The third thing is that we've got an awful lot of foreign aid that's going to these countries, and, you know, I guess I'm okay with, you know, some of that, but, you know, the bigger story is that Trump doesn't really like foreign aid unless there's a return on the investment. And he wants it to necessarily be equal for other countries that are, you know, allied countries that are jumping in. And they're not. So that's another takeaway as well.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we go to the top of the hour news. And I'll be back with hour number three.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.